if a goat arrived right now.
Has he always had these shoes?
Yeah, I guess my question's fucking stupid.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You kind of said what you say is more important than what he has said.
Yeah.
He's always had them?
Socks and sandals. Balenciaga socks and sandals, that is, you are literally a German touring Austria as a tourist with a 14-year-old girlfriend.
Auto Rocket would call you a slur right now.
Hold on, back up. A lot of details in that.
Wow. You're wearing lederhosen.
Right.
Lederhosen.
You have a Trilby on. Yeah. Trilby.
Right.
And yeah, you're a German.
And
with
you
like
have to go to prom this year.
And you have a 14-year-old girlfriend that you poop on.
With my 14-year-old girlfriend?
Yeah, I don't know. You go to German prom.
You tell me.
Okay.
There's something. Well, what she I'm trying to say.
She wouldn't have prom because she's 14.
True.
There's something. So
whose prom are we going to?
Wait, she'd have prom.
German people
don't
have prom.
She wouldn't. She'd be too young for prom.
They don't do prom in Germany. Prom is seniors only.
The fuck are you talking about?
What are you talking
for
about?
For one, you assuming it's the same.
I was 14 in high school.
Everywhere.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, but prom was for seniors only.
Not
yeah,
for really. Us. Prom is for seniors.
Sometimes there's a junior prom.
That's some rich high school shit.
You have prom every year?
What you're unwilling to recognize
prom every year.
Is
no.
That
I'm getting gaslit.
No. Nick went to rich high school and he thinks you have prom every year. You don't have prom
you
every
don't.
Year.
You actually don't. It's senior prom. Yes. It's implied that it's senior prom.
There was a private school that had junior prom.
For juniors.
Yeah. I've never heard of a freshman prom. That's crazy.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Psychopathic.
Is Matt? Is that how you guys are getting about this?
I'm saying
this is insane.
To assume quickly is to assume with arrogance.
Oh, it's I just remember. I just got asked to prom every year.
I was gonna say, silver spoon in his fucking mouth,
dude.
No, I didn't go to a school dance all of high school until senior year.
Why? Are you too cool for it?
No, the opposite. I think I just was too afraid to ask a girl.
I was grinding on honeys since the 8th grade.
You were grinding?
Hi. I was grinding on 8th grade honeys, but I was an 8th grader.
Hi, I'm your lawyer.
I don't.
What's wrong with that?
I don't like that.
Remember the old content? We just had a great conversation about getting clipped out of context.
What is wrong with saying that?
What was the high school dance that wasn't homecoming, but it was like a close, it was close to, it was called something similar? Do you remember that?
What's the one where the girls ask the boys?
Sadie's.
At my school, it's
Sadie
called
Hawkins.
Tolo.
Huh?
It's called Tolo at my school.
Tolo?
I don't know why.
Tolo, that sounds familiar.
Because they can't say Cholo.
Yeah.
Heard that.
Yeah.
Home growing?
Homecoming?
We only had homecoming and prom.
Kept
home
simple.
Growing?
Back in New Hampshire, salt of the earth people. We got two dances.
Yeah, you had the big racist dance.
The colonial celebrate. Actually,
Blue
they're
State,
the colonies. They're the
Blue
north.
State.
Yeah, the New Hampshire whites only dance.
Just to be clear,
where you were the king.
We're north of the parallel.
Yeah, I honestly, historically, he gets to have this.
Thank you. Thank you. It is 93% white, I will say, though.
Demographic check. Sorry, we're at
a lot of honkies.
We're checking the demographics. Let's run the numbers.
If anything, I think that makes them. Never mind.
Civil War starts today.
Yeah.
Whose side are you guys on?
So,
that's a good question.
Shit.
That's such a good question.
They made a movie about this.
What are the sides?
I think I need more context.
Wait, they did. Yeah. This is a new movie,
this
isn't
is a,
it?
This is
a pretty
movie.
New
yeah,
movie
is
with
20...
the guy, with the one guy
with the
who's
AI
in a lot
cover.
Of stuff.
Yeah.
I always forget his name, but he's a terrifying bad guy. He's got blonde hair.
Is it Mads Mikkelsen?
No. He was in Breaking Bad.
Oh.
Wait, is a movie about the Civil War starting again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And California and Texas team up. It's not about slavery.
Oh. Yeah. Right, because the original Civil War also wasn't.
This is the Civil War with the AI movie cover, and everyone got mad, right? It's like, is it Chicago?
Slime doesn't believe
it. Is it based in Chicago?
I don't think so.
Is the movie called Civil War?
Yes.
Yeah. So it came out, and they used... Yeah. Type in Civil War AI cover.
Oh, James Peterson.
James Peterson.
That's what you're talking about.
So go to images.
James Plums.
So this image on the left, this was like their first like movie poster they made. And it's depicting, I can't remember what it's called, but like the river that moves through Chicago.
Mm.
And if you look at this image, that one, it's people who are from Chicago saw it and were like, what the fuck is going on?
Right.
Like these buildings exist, but they aren't there.
Yeah.
And like they don't, the Chicago River, whatever it's called, doesn't split ever into two. And they were like, oh my God, it's all AI.
Yeah.
But they just have so many pictures of Chicago they could have used.
That's so interesting.
I took a photo like here.
Yeah.
Of what this is really kind of trying to depict. I have a photo of it. And I'm like, you could have just taken it.
And you're just a guy.
I'm just a guy. Dude, everyone was mad.
Did you guys know about the Dave Matthews Band tour bus Chicago River scandal?
I only knew about it because Jack Films tweeted out, happy 21st anniversary of the Dave Matthews Band's Chicago tour bus accident.
Please, Google, if you would be so kind. Sorry, Zipper, if you would be so kind to Google is what I meant to say. Dave Matthews Band Chicago. Yeah, that's...
She wakes up in the morning.
God, I hate that
I've been
guy.
To three of their concerts.
That's not true.
Is that true?
That's true. No. It's a fact. Dave Matthews Band, baby.
That's so on par.
What does that mean?
It means that you should be there.
When they come through to Connecticut.
Is it its own Wikipedia article?
Yeah. So, okay. Here's what happened.
Not really.
Albeit, there was no information.
Oh. What happened is that the Dave Matthews Band tour bus, they had an overfilled septic tank. And what they did
a lot
is,
of band members. If you don't know Dave Matthews Band, you should know. It's like
I've never heard about this.
It's basically like an orchestra. So they got like 20 band members.
So what they did is they dumped their septic tank off of the Kinzie Street Bridge.
Okay.
In Chicago.
They were gonna dump it.
They invited fans to stand under it as it rains down.
No, oh! you would be surprised. They wanted to dump it into the river.
Yeah.
Which itself is like, maybe that's not the way you're supposed to do that.
I thought
but
that's where the scandal would end, Slime.
It would
that's end. That would already be a scandal.
But much as if it were a hilarious film, a tourist boat was passing underneath the bridge at the same time. And 100 passengers were struck with a shit piss rain of Dave Matthews Band's
poop. A slurry, if you will. A slurry of Dave Matthews.
A brownish yellow slurry. The windows
yellow slurry. What was it?
Just like the friend slurry.
Are there any brownish yellow slurries that aren't poop and piss?
It was 800 pounds of waste.
Oh, dude, that is disgusting.
That's awesome.
And the driver of the bus was the guy who got convicted.
Dude, in the article, it's saying that the passengers were asking, they're upset. They're asking for compensation from the architectural tour company. Which just sucks to...
I mean, yeah, I feel like you should get it from Dave.
Yeah, I would be having Dave.
No, but you gotta pick your fights. You go up against Dave,
You can't afford those lawyers.
You can't afford those lawyers. But hey, the tour bus?
City of Chicago?
Dave just gets away with it? Is there no justice in this story? Does Dave Matthews and his band...
It's the bus driver that gets fucking...
No, he was fine.
Okay, the Dave Matthews Band eventually agreed to pay $200,000 to settle a lawsuit filed... by the state attorney general.
He made more on the show that day.
Oh, they made that in t-shirts. Are you kidding me?
That is fucking crazy.
In 2004?
And then he wrote the song Ants Go Marching and made billions.
It's called Ants Marching, actually.
Oh, you're a huge fan.
I didn't realize you were a fan.
Yeah, why do you know?
And that's like the one of four songs I knew. And what my friend's brother would do, he'd play that song and make fun of it. Probably because he really liked it.
It's so different watching it live. You really have to see it, man.
Dude, that's
because like
that is
who
crazy.
Are you going with to the Dave Matthews concert?
It's me, Evan, Greg,
no.
Brian show up.
Dude, Brian's
fucking
with me.
B-Dog.
You're fucking with me so
B-Dog
hard.
B-Dog
right
show
now.
Up. We'd split a spliff.
Dude, B never goes out either.
We'd get like I remember a 45-year-old woman gave me a Coors Light. I might have been 18 at the time.
Motherfucking, it gets crazy.
It gets crazy in the Dave Matthews because it's mostly overage people, but they'll give you drinks. If you look like you're willing to fuck them,
yeah, the Dave Matthews Band Getting Pussy Experience featuring Jubbin.
And it's just, there's no chairs, it's just grass.
You just play to a field. Bring a hydro flask and you can fill it with poop.
Yeah, they
as
do,
tribute?
As tribute.
They do slurry cannons.
You do slurry? Yeah.
The slurry cannon.
Oh, did you get your Splash Zone tickets to the Dave Matthews concert?
There's a big bucket, and you just kind of dip it in.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I heard about this because I knew someone from Chicago, and she was telling me this, and I'm like, this is a joke. Like, you're fucking with me. And she's like, if I'm lying, I'm dying.
No, we just went to the Cubs game after.
there's a Wikipedia article and everything. And I'm like, that's fucking...
That it's like that's like a Charlie Chaplin level thing to happen to you.
Like
that's like
dude.
Like the
screen
pops up and says, "Oh no!"
On your Steamboat Willie shit down the Chicago River.
I also think Dave Matthews Band is like one of the funnier bands for it to be their poop. It was like Slipknot. It's like, yeah, that's fucking rock and roll, pussy. Like,
I've got a TV show idea.
Yeah.
It's called Poop or Pepper. And we do the same thing. Except it has a 50-50 chance of being Dave Matthews' shit from his butt.
Okay.
Or Dr. Pepper. a new flavor.
Is Dave Matthews
And you gotta open your mouth to find out.
And it's 50-50?
That's Ooh, a horrible it's 50, case.
Okay. What do you want to be? 60-40?
No.
This is a bad
Why?
No, this is okay. Because well, you're just...
Millions of fans wonder what do you the next
workshop
what do you
Let's workshop this.
This is like a German game show.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, when I...
pepper?
When I bring...
That's German, by the way.
When
That's
I bring German. An idea, right, and you, like, shut it down immediately, like, how do you think it makes me feel? Like, how do you think right. it makes me want to right. say another idea?
Do you think that having a bad idea should be rewarded with attention?
I think that a idea that isn't... you know, fully developed deserves to be developed.
Deserves
yeah.
to be born.
Yeah.
Can I complain with you?
Life.
Brainstorm session.
Look,
can I complain with you?
Yeah, sure, man.
We spent maybe 35 minutes roasting you for your free parking idea, and you still come with ideas, so I don't think it's deterring you.
You've well, got tenacity, and that's unfortunate.
You got grit.
You know, Colonel Sanders was going to fucking blow his head off and said, he was like, you know what, I'm 60, I'll try a chicken restaurant. You know what the chicken restaurant is? KFC. So
is that
I'm
right?
going to keep trying. That's true.
Sly, listen to that.
That's true.
You kill yourself.
Dude, it's not. You have time,
it's
man.
Not too late.
What are
yeah.
you
doing at 60,
You told
bro.
Me something recently, and I said, whoa, it's like Colonel Sanders. And you didn't really reply. I didn't know if
you
did
I didn't
know
that. What you're talking about.
Yeah. What did you send to me?
I don't know.
It was like someone who like didn't make it happen until later.
Was
in
it
life.
Kurt Vonnegut?
Yeah.
I said the same thing to
It
Logan.
Was Kurt Vonnegut. I said, wow, it's like Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, I
Or Steve Carell.
Steve Carell?
Yeah, his first movie.
Was 40-Year-Old Virgin.
No, it wasn't.
No.
It was Anchorman technically, but Anchorman. Then 40-Year-Old Virgin was his first lead.
First role was Anchorman.
Yes, I get kind of beast. It. Look, I've been convinced, but yeah, Colonel Sanders, was he really going to blow his head off?
Yeah, dude, he's going to commit suicide.
And he
was just
said,
like,
no, chicken is the way.
Like, sold,
one, let me give it one more shot.
The herbs and spices will set me free.
And then he changed Australia forever.
Will Dave Matthews Band be on the show?
What?
Will
what
he
mean?
Make the poop on the
oh,
show?
On my show. You guys want to talk about my show?
Yeah, let's talk about your
you
show.
You didn't
man.
Even, you weren't even ready. Yeah, that's the thing. Luck is preparation meets opportunity.
He's right about this.
He
He's
was
right
not
about this.
Prepared.
And he got razzed a little bit and he
so
cracked
listen,
and
so
he
listen
gave
up. And this is for you. We're having, okay. we're talking about this for you. Tell him.
For me?
Yeah, you were talking to
yeah,
Aiden
talking
just
to,
now.
To
You're definitely talking to me because I'm bringing good ideas to the fucking podcast.
I'm asking you, is Dave Matthews Band there?
Of course he's there. He's half the show.
That what is his like role?
Oh, is he supposed to shit on command?
Where's the poop gonna come from?
Does he poop raw that day?
Yeah, dude.
40. I know what you do. I know what you. Do. He's sitting up on like a little dunk tank esque machine, and then you just pipe some diuretic into him at the beginning of the
yeah.
episode.
That's for
it
piss.
Plays out 35 minutes. Diuretic makes you shit too, doesn't it?
No, that's for piss. You're thinking of a laxative.
Huh. No.
I thought diuretics make you piss and shit.
No,
diuretics.
You're right.
Aiden's right.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You
it doesn't
know.
Make you piss though.
That's why coffee makes
that's
you shit.
That's why my coffee makes me shit.
Yeah, but not piss. That's a different bodily function.
But it also makes me piss.
I think it's all beautiful.
Diuretics yeah. will make you piss.
Do no, but he was saying that.
I'm
he
saying,
was saying it's piss.
I think squirt is pee.
Have we proven that yet?
And it's all and it's all beautiful.
Have we proven that
I
yet?
I didn't think it was real.
Okay, new show. Fuck it. Fine. You guys don't like poop
squirt
or pepper.
Or pee?
Squirt,
Dave Matthews.
No, squirt, squirt or squirt. And we get the soda company squirt.
Oh God.
Oh.
It's funny because squirt
ew.
The soda looks the way squirt the...
Ew.
Oh,
squirt the soda's gone.
Oh,
no.
Now it's gross because no. it's a woman. Okay, guys. Yeah.
That's
I see
actually
it.
True. You
no.
guys
yeah, I see how you guys roll.
That's so disgusting.
Wait.
Let's
if it was a
poop.
Woman,
hey,
they could all
from a guy named Dave.
Shit.
Oh, yummy
we were
poop.
Not. It's not like you said the poop idea with Dave and we were like, yay.
Yeah, but you didn't groan.
No,
you didn't automatically
when I said the poop idea, you were like, "Is it? It's like a German game show. It's a good idea or bad idea. But all of a sudden, it comes from a woman and you're like,
I honestly... The squirt soda is what grosses me out more because it's just so bad for you.
Right, because it's from a woman's.
It's so unhealthy.
A woman's
the soda?
Question?
The soda.
The soda.
He
I'm
said
saying
the soda
is what bothers me.
I love that soda.
It's good, man.
I don't like drinking soda. I think it's bad for you.
It's
maybe
a good way to get 70 grams of sugar into your heart.
Yeah. You want 70 grams of sugar expeditiously?
Speaking of 70 grams of sugar, I was over at Nick's house and we were watching a movie with Nick and Aiden and
Zipper.
Don't
put her on blast.
And Zipper 3.
Oh, that's fun.
And sorry, I'm talking.
Does all of you watch a movie together?
I'm having like a discussion.
Yeah, we just watch a movie.
Big old movie hangout sesh.
Yeah.
Have two extra chairs back
there. Bit of a friend slurry.
What was the movie? Sounds fun.
You've probably already seen it. I think that's why we didn't. Sorry to bother you.
Never even heard of it.
That makes sense actually because it's got a black lead in it.
So. Why would that be why I haven't heard of it? First of all, I'm the least racist one.
Okay, so now you want.
I'm the least racist one.
So now you've heard of it? I don't understand.
I haven't heard of it. I'll be honest.
North side of the Mason Dixon line.
I'm born north of Mason Dixon, black stepfather. Okay.
You're right.
Least racist one here.
Would you want to go call Peter and ask if he's seen it?
No, that would be racist. Black man seen a black lead movie?
We were watching a movie, and...
asking him if he knows anyone in the movie?
that's
We're watching it, and Zipper 3 asked Aiden, like, during the movie, like, did you get me the candy? And he was like, what? And she was like, I asked you to get me candy.
Uh-huh.
And then he was like, I had forgot. And then 30 minutes later, he turns to her while the movie is still going and says, I'm sorry, I forgot to get you the candy.
Yeah, because the movie got good. So. Movie picked up.
And I was like, is everything okay?
Yeah, everything's probably fine.
Yeah, everything's fine.
In like what the 30 minutes later.
I also didn't forget.
You refused.
No, she just
texted. You rotten bitch.
She texted me while I was driving, so I didn't read it. And then I got to the house.
So you don't. Look, so why are you as a man not responding to your girl?
Why are you as a man
eating candy?
Yes,
eating candy.
Why do you think that's an okay thing to do as a man?
I didn't eat any candy. I didn't.
I
have
think
any.
I could put packing peanuts into Aiden's popcorn. I think he'd eat the whole bag. I don't think he'd know.
100%. Actually, 100%.
If I cover them Johns in butter, he would just go right.
They probably
it.
Taste good still.
Yeah,
in butter, actually, probably decent.
Yeah, we've all come around on you now, Aiden.
Okay.
It's like those like TikToks from Thailand.
I didn't even say anything. That's not how the tide to turn.
This food cart is... You seen like the food carts that sell rocks covered in oil?
No.
It's like a food cart and it's stones and they're covered in like chili oil and
you
stuff.
Suck on them.
You suck on them and you spit them out.
What are they, Gorons?
Is this a Trader Joe's snack?
No, this is like in like some country.
It's
I don't
like
know.
The Indian subcontinent.
It's yeah. crazy.
I was saying packing peanuts soaked in butter and we sell them in Alabama.
And okay.
We call them butternuts.
We save so much money on it not being food.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
You just cover the rocks and then you suck the rocks dry.
But we say they're from France.
I mean, we kind of do that. Like flavored ice. Like, that's kind of a crazy treat.
Like, all the fucking microplastics in our food, we're basically already doing that.
No. Not me.
I don't fuck with y'all now.
I sun the plastic out of my balls.
When that picture you sent me, was that the movie day?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow.
Ludwig, would you have gone?
I literally thought to myself, is that what it's about? Is that what it's about? Because Slime doesn't
tell
go to
him,
everything and he
tell
got the
him
invite.
Go.
You know
tell
what?
Him
Slime
go.
Famously doesn't go to stuff and he was there.
No, you know what? Let me tell you a little story. This is what happened. Who created movie night? Well, that rotten, I won't say it. My
She's
girlfriend.
A rotten bitch.
My girlfriend. My lovely girlfriend, who I love, made the movie night. And she wanted me and Slime to watch the movie. Those were her two that she wanted to see it.
She also, okay, we actually turned her down in Australia because she was like, this movie's good. And I was like, I said to her straight up, we're not watching a movie tonight. And so I kind of like owed her.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
So movie night was
it's
born.
It's been like in the making.
Movie night was born. Aiden gets a charity invite because Aiden's girlfriend was invited. So we got to kind of...
I tried to veto.
He also lives there.
I tried to veto.
Yeah, he wouldn't have been there.
I do live there.
You wouldn't have been there. You would have been playing fucking Melee.
No, I would have come back home and I would have been like, oh, I can't play Breath of the Wild on the TV.
Are you justified in being upset, Ludwig? Of course, you are. Actually, extremely justified. Just not towards us, just towards my girlfriend who wronged you.
Oh, it was her fault.
I will hold a grudge against her for the rest of my life. I appreciate the info.
Mm-hmm.
That's thank God it's not me. Oh my God.
Yeah, we watched Sorry to Bother You, great movie.
What a relief.
Which we didn't really even like very much.
No, it was. I don't think it was a great
movie. No, it was not a great movie.
It was cool, though.
I've made a series of systems that will address all of these.
I've created a battle strategy.
System maxing.
You'll never know them.
All right, the man.
Wait, dude, your girlfriend is a problem, though.
Aiden's girlfriend?
Yeah. My girlfriend?
Your girlfriend's a problem.
Wait, why? I thought you were still talking about Nick's girlfriend.
I don't... She's excommunicado.
Yeah.
Nick's girlfriend excommunicado. Oh, so my girlfriend's just a problem.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Why is she a problem, Ludwig?
Because she's been infecting my girlfriend with feminist ideas.
No.
Yes.
She's been filling her head?
She's been filling her head with ideas.
Like what?
That like she can be who she wants to. No,
like she's been infecting her, that she could have her own room.
She's been infecting her head with ideas of what boyfriends should do for their girlfriends.
Oh. Damn.
And I'm not talking about like getting candy, because I get that. I do that.
You get flowers for
and I don't
like
forget.
All the time.
Of course.
You know whose fault this probably is? It's probably Aiden's fault.
Well, let me tell you.
If Aiden was a better boyfriend, you wouldn't be inflicted.
No,
you.
Wouldn't this mean I'm too good of a boyfriend and I'm setting an example
Let him finish.
Saying.
Zipper 3 wanted Aiden to learn more about what it is to be a woman. And so Zipper 3 made Aiden watch her take out a tampon.
Whoa.
And Cutie comes home and she's like, "You gotta watch me take out a tampon."
What?
And
what
I say,
"What the fuck is going
and
on?"
And I say, "No, you don't need to see shit come out of my ass."
I was thinking the same
and
thing.
And then she goes, "I shit too." And then I said, "Piss out of my meatus." And then she goes, "I have a meatus." And I go, "I don't think you do."
That's true.
But Aiden fucking did it. And now she's infected.
That's so funny. Because
wow.
I got this from the other side. Like that this came up as a conversation point. And how Cutie said that that she's never like thought to make you do this.
What the fuck are you supposed to do as the man in this situation? Like clap after? Like what
well,
is
yes. So what my thought was, I was like, well, first off, this is unfair. Because I'm sure Aiden's reaction to the tampon coming out was, wow, that's interesting. That's cool.
Yeah, 100%.
Wow.
Like, oh, okay.
Apparently it wasn't. Apparently he cringed his little head off.
You didn't like it?
He did the Aiden thing where he goes, oh, ew. Oh.
Why are we putting words in my mouth?
Well, how'd you react? How'd you react to the tampon coming out?
Kind of both.
You were like kind of hyped, but kind of gross.
Yeah,
out.
I was like, oh, that's, I was like, oh, that's fucking wild, but this is kind of gross. It's gross.
Where were you at? Were you standing over her?
No, I was standing, yeah.
Wait a minute.
Like a manager?
I was standing like, because she has a really tiny bathroom. She's a really tiny bathroom, and I was standing next to her.
You're standing over
she,
her like 7 feet towering over
sitting
her.
Opposite.
She asked me, you're making it sound like I'm intruding. She asked me to be there.
Take
then she asked
now.
Me to stand there and
take
watch.
So wait, did you and Cutie do this couples bonding activity?
I said if she wants to look at piss, leave my meatus. We can go, you know.
Go band for band. Go M for M.
Yeah. But if not, then.
So she said no?
What do you mean?
She said, I don't want to see you piss out your meatus.
No. I don't think she wants to see
that. That's hypocritical.
To be fair, I actually don't even think she really wants me to see the tampon come out either.
She just wants you to say, sure.
Yes.
And she can be like, you don't have to.
That
yes.
was the, that was
oh,
the
God
kind of the
it.
Loose energy that I got from my side of the
well,
story.
You
was
did
that
it.
She didn't
that,
necessarily.
You did it,
no, I mean for what she expected
yeah.
of you.
That's crazy. Me and my girlfriend go get lunch and shit.
Yeah.
We like, hey,
yeah, watch movies and
watch movies,
talk about our day.
We're playing.
Me and my
right
girlfriend
now.
Mostly talk and watch her period. That's most of our schedule.
Honestly,
so.
You know what? I'm initially like, well, that's weird, but if this happened to me, I'd be like, yeah, sure. I'll watch something I've never seen before.
This was my thought process. I was like, I'm in a long-term relationship. She's like, we're gonna live together.
She does this every month.
This is a thing that happens all the time. I was like, I should probably know more
yeah.
about how this all right, works.
Men test, how many tampons do women go through in a day while they're on their period?
Oh. My guess would be no more than like 2.
Isn't it dependent on your flow?
You're less.
Average 2.7.
Doesn't it depend on the flow?
I yes. said average.
Yes.
No trick questions.
Give me maybe a range then.
Oh, I was going to say, you know, heavy flow, maybe like fucking like 3 during the day.
You have seen one come out, so you know.
Like 3.
I feel like they're kind of like DayQuil and NyQuil. You know what I mean?
Are you just not?
No, bro.
Are you supposed
you
to
don't
not,
know what I mean?
You're like,
I
not know, supposed I to know leave what you in mean. For a long
I know
time.
What you mean. Yeah, you can't leave him in for a long time because you can get toxic shock syndrome.
I learned that from a show.
And one makes you fall asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you
put
get
in
the,
your sleepy
you
time tampons.
The Zetons.
My day pawn, my day
pawn,
my night pawn.
What's the answer, big guy?
It's dependent on the flow.
Okay.
I think it can be as few as
if
two.
If they're more like cerebral or if they're like... Or if they're like stacking rhyme schemes.
Yeah, one is into couch. It can be anywhere from 2 to 6, I think. But
20 per menstrual cycle?
Yeah, yes. That's the whole cycle, though. That's multiple days.
It's funny that we call it steroid cycles, but also menstrual cycles.
It's crazy that the word men is in there.
Because we made it.
Yeah.
Dude, that's our rib from Adam.
Yeah.
So fucking chew on that.
Chew on that rib. Well, chew on that bone. Chew on that bone.
Welcome to being a feminist.
Speaking of
I'm
blood,
glad you finally decided to join us.
I'm a feminine phenomenon.
Wait, so we did pretty good. Although I don't think it's a very hard question.
Two's bad.
Why?
Because it doesn't account for the higher range.
But it was in the range.
Mm.
If I would have said 7,
he's like also
in
like
the range.
Standard deviation
you're
below.
He's at, you're at like the bot.
It's okay to be like wrong at an answer.
It's like saying how many wipes does a poo
it's
take.
It's not wrong. No, it's in the range of right.
It's like saying how many wipes does it take to clean your shit, and you said 1. And it's like, maybe,
it's like, sure, yeah, I
if
guess.
You're really lucky,
like,
yeah. But I
it's
wouldn't
not
say it's
like
accurate.
That.
It's a little like
it's kind of like that.
You're trying to justify being
as
right.
Why is
Day
Cool Night Cool Guy
range.
Trying to defend himself here?
Day and night. Look, if I asked my girlfriend how many tampons she uses in a day, she told me 2.
Call her up.
Call her up and ask?
Call her up and ask.
Dude.
She's going to be in a meeting, and she's going to hate this call.
And then say, can I look at it tonight?
And then after this, Anthony can call
Hello?
Zeke.
Hey. I'm doing the pod. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
You know those tampons that y'all be using?
Yeah.
If you're comfortable answering, which you don't have to, you can just hang up. How many do you use in a day when you are on your period? Good boyfriend point, by the way. I know you're on it now.
That's you outed her.
I don't know if that's a good question for me because I have a light flow, but like 2?
Okay. Love you so much. Love you so much. I will see you when I get home. Fuck it. We'll watch a movie or something.
Okay. All right. Love you too.
Bye.
She's
nah,
very
you
sweet.
Lucked out. You're a luck box.
She's very sweet.
You're a luck box.
You know that I miss you. I'm already running home.
He's a luck box.
Dog, dude.
He gets a light flow GF.
Oh my god.
All I want is a mortal boyfriend.
Me and my
light flow girlfriend.
Me and my light flow GF.
It's like the anime image of like the guy and the girl, and it's like usually it's like one's radiant, one's plat. It's like radiant and then like light flow tampon.
Wow. Okay, well, actually, to take her down a peg, speaking of blood flow, I went to the hospital this week.
Oh, yeah.
This week.
Speaking of fake friends.
Well, not really.
No.
Dude.
My nose, I'm sitting at my desk, my nose just starts bleeding. I'm like, oh, this is cringe. This happens sometimes, very, like, every couple months. I got really dry sinuses. It's just bleeding. It's, like, gushing. And I'm like, this is cringe. And then I, like, stuff it with toilet paper. And it's just still going. And I'm like, well, now this is scary. It's like going down my mouth, like in my back of my mouth. And it's just blood.
I hate that.
Back of the throat.
It makes you nauseous.
And it's warm. And I'm like, shit, dude. This is fucking cringe. And it's like, it said online, it's like, if you bleed out of your nose for more than 20 minutes, like, you should probably go to a doctor. I'm like, okay, bye. And so it's like 20 minutes. And I get in the car and I go to the hospital. And I'm still just bleeding out of my nose. I think I'm dying. It's really annoying because blood comes out of your head. That's where your brain is. So you're like, something must be wrong. So I'm at the hospital, sitting in the waiting room, which I've been before, and you're just like, you're going to be there for a while. So I message Nick, and I'm like, he keeps fucking messaging me to play Inscription. I don't want to play Inscription. I don't want to talk to you.
No, you know what's crazy about that? Pause your fucking story. I said, hey, if I asked you to play Inscription and then like stream it so I could... Or actually, I said, if I came over to watch you play Inscription, would you play? He says, let's just do it in Discord. Like, I'll play if you want.
No,
if you
I
want
said
to stream
I would stream it, but I meant on stream like a fucking... Like a content creator stream.
Well, you stream a lot in Discord.
You thought I meant
so
to
I
Discord.
Assumed you would stream
but I didn't
in
mean
Discord.
That shit. I didn't mean that shit. I didn't mean it.
You didn't mean that shit.
Well.
So he just fucking keeps hounding me like a fucking, it's like, take a hint, dude. No one likes you.
This is why I think earlier when you were like, if you think I would have said no, would that matter here? That's why I think it matters, because of guys like fucking Slime who exist.
No,
because now I'm not going to ask you shit ever again.
It was actually funny because he messaged me about the inscription thing, and then I immediately replied, I'm at the hospital right now. Can you come hang out with me?
No, that's not what happened. I messaged him about the inscription thing. He ignored it.
Oh, that's right. And then you said,
and I messaged him again, yeah, and said, guess I'll fucking kill myself. Yeah. To which he replied, I'm at the hospital.
I'm at the hospital.
He went up to you.
He went up to me. And I was like,
can you come hang out with me? A vulnerable moment.
Bro, he's there feeling like an asshole. He goes, drives to the hospital.
Dude, I almost brought the Switch.
That was so funny.
I was like, while we're here,
why don't we stream? Shooting the stream, like using your iPhone to stream it to the Discord.
It was like when Kyle cracked his knife on the Steam Deck. But he replied, he's like, are you serious? And I'm like, yeah. And then he came, I'm freaking out. I'm like holding it together, but like my nose won't stop bleeding. I'm like, fuck, dude, this is it. And I'm really fucking annoyed and scared. And, we sit there and we wait for like, dude, we waited like 3 hours. And after an hour after I got there, my nose finally stopped bleeding. And I was like, okay.
There was also this like noise that was very strange in the room. And it sounded like there was maybe like someone had brought like a bird. It was like almost like a squawk, but like not really animal sounding. And the whole time I was there, I was like, what is that noise? And I realized about 30 minutes into that noise being pretty constant, it was a guy there. I don't know what his deal was or what he was going through, but he was grinding his teeth so loud that a room full of people could hear it.
Damn, yeah, that's got to be bad for the dentures.
Yeah. And then I realized it was him because I'd look over and like the sound would only happen when his jaw moved forward and backwards and he was in like excruciating pain.
Yeah, he was just being like,
yeah, he would just like,
just like kind of writhe
in pain. And I was like, that looks, whatever it is, looks bad.
Something has to be so bad for you to be grinding your teeth.
He waited for probably 2.5 hours, and then he just left.
Now, didn't they see him?
No, he never went in. He just left.
That's crazy.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, it takes forever. Also, like, I got there, and then people that got there, after me got seen, and I'm like, okay, I guess they think that I'm fucking capping. But anyway, so I'm there for a while. My nose finally stops bleeding, which is kind of annoying, because it's like, now the doctor's going to think I'm, like, you know, gay.
Yeah.
And then, what?
Where's the blood then?
Huh?
Where's the blood then, big guy?
So you were like bleeding out of your nose? I don't see.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Fake, you can come in with a fake issue. I don't really
so
see.
So those happen. And
you should probably
never come back under any
circumstances.
People die here.
If gas ever comes out of your butt, I want you, it's called a fart. Don't be alarmed. It might scare you when you have one.
But Zipper 2, rotten bitch that she is.
Love her to death.
She was like, What did she do specifically?
I told her, hey, I'm at the hospital with Anthony. He's like having like a really long bloody nose. And then I put my phone away and then I get a notification on my phone and it says, you should have him take the vegetable quiz. And it's like a link to like a quiz that tells you what kind of vegetable you are. And so I see that message, I laugh and I open it and the message is gone. And I said, did you message me that he should take the vegetable quiz and then delete it? And she's like, yeah, I felt bad.
And then he told me that, which was really funny.
Yeah.
And then we got out our phones and we took the vegetable quiz.
Yeah, and we both took it.
It's very cute. It's like, which cartoon vegetable? I got pumpkin.
Broccoli.
So.
Oof.
Wait, what?
That's
have
a bad
you taken
one.
This quiz?
I have not taken the vegetable quiz.
We should find out what vegetables we are.
Zipper's going through it. It doesn't look like a short quiz.
It's long.
No, it's really, really long.
Oh my God.
Zipper randomed tomato. Or sped answered.
I think speed I was the only pumpkin. It actually nailed me dead to rights. So.
Well, I didn't know about this, and then you made me feel like a dick.
Why? What?
Because I saw you, and you were like, I was in the hospital. I was like, dude, that's so sad. That sucks.
When
and you're
did
like,
I tell you that?
I was outside on my Vespa, and you told me.
Oh, when we did.
And
the
then
thing.
You said, "Wow, you don't check my Twitter."
Oh,
that's what
no,
he
no.
said.
No, how this conversation actually went was like. Yeah, I tweeted about it, and then you instantly said, oh, I don't have Twitter on my phone, and I instantly was like, oh, that makes sense. Like, that's fine.
And but this has happened 2 times, because you did that, too.
I showed up right after and basically said the same thing to him.
Yeah.
And he was, because he was like, "Yeah, I was telling him I'm trying to learn game dev right now as, like, a side thing, and he was just like, he says something like, why, because you played Inscription or something? He said something about Inscription.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, guy looks at my Twitter alert. And he was like, what? I didn't look at your Twitter. I was like, really?
I don't have it, man.
Yeah, man. Some of us are on X all the time.
You should probably check mine just in case.
I'm going on X tonight, baby. DTX Elon Musk.
Oh,
it's a banger on X everything. Elon Musk is interviewing Donald Trump at 5 p.m.
Dude,
that's actually gonna be so crazy.
What if they release like a whiskey?
What if they release a fucking cipher?
Oh shit! And Sway shows up,
and JD Vance pops in for Five Fingers of Death.
Also, to be fair, I didn't tell Aiden either.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Till now?
No, until movie night.
Oh. Oh,
he learned
right.
The last.
Yeah, movie night.
Yeah, I found out.
Don't worry about
dead
it.
Dead stone.
Yeah. I was embarrassed.
We found out at movie night.
That's why I only messaged one
movie
person.
Movie night.
DT Elon, sponsored by Feastables.
Yo.
Jimmy Beastables getting on the
could
fucking.
Be the look.
Imagine.
No, I really like the peanut butter flavor. That's my Elon. I can't really do it.
I do fine. Love the peanut butter.
Dude, he's so cringe. Dude.
Elon?
I can't wait to watch
I'm full circle. He's back.
He's back.
He's back.
What do you like the most about him?
Well, so I met a guy who worked for him.
Elon.
Yep.
Dusk.
Wait, work for him personally or at like one of the companies?
Worked at Tesla.
I like how he's shaped like he's wearing his whole football uniform under a hoodie.
He's big.
But it's his skin.
He's kind of shaped like Gru with more ass.
Yeah.
Dude, he looks like a Titan, like from Attack on Titan. Like his rib cage is just bigger than it should be.
He's a big man.
Cool.
But it's just the rib cage.
After basketball on Thursday, we play basketball Thursday. Aiden was going to Wii Spa, and so I joined in, I tagged in, and I met a genuine Ludbud.
Y'all are going to get fucking dick disease one day.
At Wii Spa for bathing?
Dropping your dick in those fucking pools.
Okay. Do you think your dick doesn't go in the pool when you wear shorts?
Do you think I go into the pool, you fucking idiot? You fucking fucker?
Every time before a shower, I dip my penis into wax, so no water touches
oh,
it.
Oh, true.
Oh, is that...
That's what you do. You shower before going into
the spa and they clean it every day.
You would think that. You ever had the nitro at Starbucks? They don't clean that keg.
They don't.
I believe that. Mm-hmm. But that's also Starbucks.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wii Spa is a chain.
But it's a good one.
That has a Starbucks in it.
No.
The guy at Starbucks is like, yeah, we don't clean this shit
in
here.
The odds
are
high. If I guess there, the odds are pretty high.
You went to Wii Spa. You're looking at cock.
I go to Wii Spa. I'm looking at, there's a lot of cock and balls. Mm, right?
Dude, there was a guy with the piercing through his tip.
Oh,
there.
You told me that. Yeah, dude.
It was crazy. I've never seen it before.
That freaks me out. That's scary.
When you go that many times, you start to get to the second dungeon.
I was like, oh my God.
It's the Koopas and the armored Koopas.
And then he went into a room that none of us could go into.
In a room full of guys throwing hammers.
And so it's me, Aiden, his 19-year-old friend, and we're all hanging out.
You gotta stop.
Why?
Is that true?
No.
Derek is
28. Derek is 28.
That's pretty different than 19.
Derek, though, I've only ever met at Wii Spa.
Also, that's Diesel Derek, the melee player.
Diesel Derek, the melee player.
You met a lot of bud?
All of YB, like Bass Fox and like those guys from SoCal Melee, now know about this bit because it's been echoed so many times. They all know that you spread the word, and now they participate. Derek says he's 19. Will, I went to a pool party on Sunday, and Derek and Will were there, and Will's like, yeah, so your 19-year-old friend right there, I see, is... The rumor's spreading too far.
Well, look, I love Diesel Derek. I've only ever seen him naked, and I go.
It's true. He's only hung out with Derek naked.
That's actually an achievo unlocked.
I go to the cold plunge because I'm doing some R&R.
I hate cold
plunge.
And
then this guy's already in there before me, and he looks like 33 or something. He's an older guy. And then what?
Dude, fucking kill yourself.
I'm genuinely.
He's like 33.
So he's
completely gone soon.
So
fucking I gotta
like,
talk to him.
What is this shit? Wait, you're 29.
It's just when he would move his neck, it would go.
You're 29.
Yeah, he has to oil that shit up.
It just, he looked like he'd have a tough time getting back out of the tub.
Yeah. I think when he like looks around, there's more of the little fuzzies in his eyeballs.
Yeah, right. You know?
So anyway, he turns over to me and he goes, Ludwig. And I'm, bear in mind, I'm directly next to this guy in the cold plunge. So my shit is at -1.
Yeah.
His shit's small.
And we get to talk.
It's looking like a water bear.
It's, what is, oh yeah, the tiniest one. Yeah, it is looking like a water bear. It's looking small. But like we're in it together and he's not looking down. He's being respectful. He's looking in my eyes. We're talking. I found out he's, you know, engineer, worked at Tesla. Elon Musk is very tall, whatever. And we're in there so long that Aiden comes in and we're talking, and he goes, "Oh, you two like met in here?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And I'm waiting for him to leave,
so you can cold plunge.
So I can go out without him staring directly at my dick.
Seeing your tiny mate.
But he want him to leave so you can stare at his dick.
No, I don't want to stare at his dick. I just don't want him to look at my dick. There's a different dynamic because he knew me.
But now you know each other.
You wanted to see your viewers.
I didn't want to see his cock, but basically when you're sitting in the plunge, you're at dick level forever. You have to see dicks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when people are walking around, you're just like, unless you're looking like this at their eyes, you're just at dick level.
Which would be weird to do.
And so I'm in there, but this guy's a fucking warrior. We have a battle. He lasts like 10 minutes in the plunge.
He didn't want you to see you. Oh,
it's a thing that you do for a short amount of time.
Yeah, it's like a very cold bath that you can't last in that long because of how cold it is.
So you've got little icicles on your eyebrows. And he's just like, yeah, so what else do we want
to
talk about?
And he was in there before me, and I broke, and I walked out. And then I go to the sauna, and I'm just thinking about it. And I'm like, damn, you saw my dick. And then I Irish goodbye. I leave. I walk out. I didn't say hi to Aiden.
You didn't even say goodbye to us. No, he just left. Not to Derek, my 19-year-old
and
friend.
And that guy out there knows what I'm rocking. And he knows that if I was doing the pole vault, I would not knock that shit over. that shit would stay upright. So anyway, I can't go to WeSpa anymore with you.
Why not? Why not? Well, not with me?
Many,
Go with me. Because
everyone knows. Well, not even with you, just in general.
We'll go with Derek.
I'll go with Derek. Just me and Diesel D?
Yeah.
You, Ludwig? Diesel, Derek, Sunla.
Yep.
Yo.
What a lineup.
And blunt rotation.
That's a dream blunt rotation.
Yeah. It's like the whole evolutionary chart.
When's the last time you talked to him?
I told you, New Year's.
That's so sad.
I know. Sad.
Talk to him again.
I will.
Next New Year's, probably?
No, probably before.
Probably before, damn.
No. Probably before, whatever.
What would
probably
be the occasion?
Not,
what would be the occasion for before?
Dude.
When's Deadlock come out?
Okay, speaking of Taiwan... You know how do you guys keep up with the Olympics?
No, I keep up with geopolitics.
The medal count?
Yes, so USA, can you pull up Olympics zipper?
We got 40 gold, right?
We got 40 gold.
Yeah.
And China also got 40 gold. And our 40th gold medal we got on the last event, women's basketball, because we were up 3. It was the French team. They go for a 3-point shot. They make it. Her foot's on the line. They count as a 2.
Let's
buzzer
fucking
beater.
Go.
Buzzer beater, we win.
Let's fucking go.
Anyway.
Let's fucking go.
So we're tied in medals with China, and we have more overall medals, so we won the Olympics, right?
Yeah.
That is not the story in China.
No way.
What do you mean?
In China, can you click more? The way that they count the medals is that they right now are sitting at 44 gold. And
why?
You know why? Scroll
because
down.
They count Taiwan.
Because they count what is... They count Taiwan and they count Hong Kong.
Oh, wow.
And so they get 4 extra medals because they both got 2 medals.
Oh, my God. That's
it's
so cringe.
It's listed as Chinese Taipei on this. They both got
right
4
there.
Extra 35. Medals. So in China, they're celebrating like we won. In America, we're celebrating like we won. And both sides don't know.
Dude, recognizing the sovereign lines of Hong Kong and Taiwan just so we can mog China... In the Olympics?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
What do we count then? Do we get to count like Mexico or some shit?
We can count Puerto Rico.
Throw Mexico in here.
We have Guam. We have Puerto Rico.
We could maybe count.
No, that's it.
No.
That's it.
I feel like we could throw in a scroll up.
Canada.
We kind of own Israel.
Yeah.
You want to throw those in there?
I don't think we can really throw those
in
there.
Is that like a PR thing?
That'd be like buying TSM right now. It's just not the right time.
Yeah,
for that.
You don't want that gold, man.
Anything to beat China.
But anyway, so we lost according to China, we won according to us.
We should earn all the gold medals in every country we've staged a coup in successfully, not
we should just thug finals them.
Well, what I've realized is China really gaps us in a couple disciplines. One is diving. But the other, embarrassingly, is weightlifting.
What if we finals them in like chess?
Ding Liren is the world champion right now.
Yeah, so they got good odds, but
Hikaru probably beats him. Ding had a really bad past years.
Can we get Magnus?
No. Obviously, he's Norwegian.
We can figure that out though. Probably
we could figure it out, dude. Okay, so you know Hafthor. The fucking mountain.
Yeah.
There was the ice world, like Iceland's strongest man competition. And he's won it 11 years straight. And he's just on social media, like showing his lift. And he's like, did a warm up set. It was enough to win. And he's like, it's like he's like lifting the stones and he's like, nice deload, enough to get the W, just like mogging all the other, and everyone's so mad. They're like, you shouldn't even be allowed to compete. You shouldn't be allowed
They're
to compete.
Mad about
They're
it?
Mad. There's a lot of people who are like, you shouldn't be allowed to compete in this. It's not fair. You're going up against amateurs, and it's not amateurs. It's just people in Iceland who are trying their fucking hardest. They just have the goat in their country.
Yeah. And this country is not that big.
Yeah. It'd be like saying, like, Magnus, you can't enter the Norwegian Open. It's unfair for the other Norwegian chess players. It's like, nah, he's just the goat. You just have to give it to
like,
him.
Yeah, like, sorry.
You can't enter the local. It's
yeah, right?
Up.
But that's why aren't they proud?
Well, I think people in Iceland are proud. It's probably people online watching it.
Yeah, like, so
and he's also, I think it's because he has an air of douchey to it.
Yeah, he's a little... I think when you're the strongest human being ever to, like, walk on the planet, you can kind of be like, yeah, sorry, I'm him.
Yeah,
I'm
the best guy. He's so strong,
That's
bro.
Kind of
fucking
cool.
strong. It's crazy. He's I went back and watched so that strong. Video recently of
really?
Us with him. I was just like, damn, he's fucking strong.
He's so strong, bro. And he wasn't even strong then, like, compared to his...
He's
like,
improved?
Where he is now. He's way stronger now. Because when we did the video with him...
Wait, how old is he?
38, maybe 37.
Dude, I
37.
Bet his heart is the size of my head.
Oh, yeah. No, it's pumping.
Dude.
It looks like a fucking, like, pool septic tank.
I hope he lives a long time.
I don't think he will, but I hope he does.
I hope he does.
I just feel like he can't.
He's 38?
Can you check him? Yeah, I think he's 36
what
plus.
What about being that size makes you less likely to live long? Your body works
tall
too
people
hard?
Tend to live
I think
less
it's,
long.
I think it's also your heart's ability to pump blood throughout your body. Like tall people in general have a lot of issues with that. Like just the heart can't get the blood all the way through.
Athletes also, they can have an enlarged heart from being so athletic. It's actually a bad condition.
35.
Oh, he's 35. Shuts up. Okay.
But yeah, anyway.
Me and him, same deal.
When we did the video with him, he was off his boxing career.
Oh, and so now, he had concutting.
Yeah, he cut a lot of weight and he had like a six pack and now he's back to like beefing.
He broke like the Atlas Stoner record recently or something, right? I think I saw some shit like
What's
that? Like the big boulder you fucking pick up and you like put over.
Rock.
You have to like lift a boulder off the ground and put it over like a bar.
He has the deadlift world record. He has like that. Oh, he's a shit ton of world records. The crazy one is he like lifted this log that's 1,000 pounds.
Oh, that one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my God. I love ancient strength tests. It's like log.
Wasn't, I think literally like the last time it was broken was like,
it's like, it's supposed to be like Leif Erikson or some
shit. Yeah, a long ass fucking time
it's
ago.
It's literally like ancient Icelandic lore. Yeah, he big. He big
That's
man.
That's cool, man. He I'm going to be like him, man.
He, well, once my he does so better. Many drugs. There's been allegations that he's beat his
once,
wife.
Once my, what?
Yeah.
Ooh,
you know,
really?
Well, I think you got that amount of tea in you.
You think that's what happens?
I do think you have a level of aggression that is.
Once my shoulder's better, I will be like him.
Wait, is he, I mean, not to skim over the other allegation, but he dopes? Like, he's, I mean, I guess he, but I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but are you just like allowed to, I understand, I understand that he's not natural. I would not have said that he's naturally that strong, but what I'm wondering is, are you just freely allowed to do those
in
things
strongman,
in competition?
Yes. In strongman, yes.
When you want to be the best, you do whatever it takes. Oh, no. Dude, is Sam Sulek, did he fell off?
No.
I guess he's not like, it's not something I hear about anymore.
People are saying he hasn't fell off, but he actually has fell off a little bit.
I mean,
is
look,
he still just
not,
like heaving, drinking 7 gallons of chocolate milk a day?
Oh, certainly.
I think he's doing a bulk right now.
Oh my God.
He's in a bulk.
Dude, he eats like
7,000
calories.
Look up Sam Sulek YouTube. I mean, he fell off, like he's not maybe as hot and new and fresh, but he's still getting like hundreds of thousands of views per video and he uploads daily.
Yeah.
That's so much crazy views.
I think people have some animosity towards him because he didn't talk about doing steroids, but he definitely does steroids.
Yeah, that's pretty true. That's true. Bulk but day 55.
Scroll down like a little bit.
Steak and...
There was that period of time where every single one of these was getting like 500 to 800K in a day.
No, that's wrong.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you it's wrong. I watch him.
I watch him.
These are like old Ludwig's
look,
numbers.
Chest days do well. All right. Leg days don't do well.
That's so funny.
Arm
broken
days
up
do
that
well.
Way. It's like broken up by like what people like to work out the most.
Yes, yeah, actually. Yeah, yeah. People do not like watching his leg days do the worst, and then his food vlogs actually do the best.
Actually, dude, watching him hit squats. I love watching that guy hit squats.
You like watching him get deep? Yeah, look at this. Legs, 124K. Chest, 200 and whatever. I can't read it. My eyes are bad.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Speaking of YouTubers, did you see my video?
I saw the thumbnail. I didn't click it.
That's enough for me.
It was like the playing worst game.
As long as it lands in your fucking algorithm.
It should
algorithm.
Actually be not enough for you. Yeah. That he didn't want to click the thumbnail.
No, that's not my fault. That's his fault.
I'm agreeing with you. Yeah. I'm saying that like
no, it's enough for
you
me.
You should be like, oh,
for
you didn't Ludwig. Click it. Bad thumbnail.
It's no, enough for you Ludwig. For him to skim by the video?
Yeah, because I don't think he... I think he'd refuse to watch one of my videos out of spite.
No, I just really didn't... I didn't know what I was getting into.
I just... I learned it from you, Dad.
No, you didn't learn that from me. Pull up that thumbnail. You did not learn that shit from me,
the
son.
Thumbnail, yeah. I just
son, you didn't learn that shit from me.
I just
me.
Threw it together, but
that's
more
not
of,
how the family does it.
More of like the title.
Yeah, but the title only matters in conjunction with the thumbnail. It's two pieces of information.
Oh.
It's like if you filmed a beautiful movie and then the soundtrack was 18 Naked Cowboys at Ram Ranch.
Don't tempt
You're
me.
You're saying this is an example of a bad thing?
Don't tempt me. Was it, what thumbnail would you put?
What was the game?
Black and White. It's an old computer game where you're a god.
Okay, playing the worst PC game ever made.
What system is it on?
PC.
I can I answer first, Dad?
Fucking idiot. Okay. Yeah, let's workshop this.
I would say that the thumbnail, if you're going to go, I don't think the title's bad, but I think the thumbnail would have to indicate what about the game is bad.
Oh,
I would do and then like a Steam review that said, this game yeah. took years off my life.
Okay, well, I actually loved the game. So it was kind of like a click.
That's fine. Doesn't matter. That's fine.
They somebody else's
they,
review.
That subverts the expectation of the viewer that you're going to hate it, because then you end up liking it, and their expectations are like, whoa.
Wait, ever pulled?
This is a story.
Pulled, I played China's hardest game.
Maybe we should
go for a thumbo like deal. This right here. Me personally.
I played
me.
China's hardest game.
Roll down
game.
A little bit. Yeah, right there.
Nice SEO, pussy. You're the second result.
Yeah, well, that guy just stole it from me, all right?
YouTube actually
stupid
has been doing
Americans can't beat this game. Wait, why are there two versions?
Because I fucking speedrun it. You know I tried speedrunning.
You know what's funny is so you guys know videos. Mr. Beast's like Whoa. Website for like viewership stats and stuff.
Viewstats.com. Yeah, okay.
I wanted to see if it was like helpful or legit. So I tried a month of it, and if you go, you can search for like channels that are similar to yours. And I tried it for the yard. And it was just like a bunch of random channels from India. And I was like, oh, the tool's broken. Like, all it does is take like rough metrics of your channel and match them to like other channels. But then for a bunch of other creators, it was just working. And only our channel, it was just like a bunch of random creators in India. And I was like, what's going on here? So I go and I click on one of the channels that it says we're related to. And they have very similar statistics to us in like subscriber count, but their videos get almost no views. But every single video they upload is just titled Yard. So the tool is breaking because it's just like a channel with the same subscribers that just posts videos called Yard, which I don't even know if it's meant to be an English word or like what's going on, but they're just like a bunch of random fucking videos called Yard.
I'd rather like to believe that we are a hit in India.
We're on the barbershop.
Dude, yeah. I talked about going to India on stream. And there was fervor.
I saw that with like Sri Lanka, right? Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I can't go to Sri Lanka.
I was upset I didn't get. I will make myself come along. I don't care.
Cameraman.
With you and Squeaks?
Yeah,
I'd love to do that.
All right, you can come.
That'd be so fun. I love Squeaks.
I
and
don't.
You.
I will believe it when I see it.
That he goes to India.
Dude,
he would go somewhere and enjoy it.
He's gonna love the fuck out of that hotel.
I love Squeaks, dude.
We're traveling.
I know you love
we're
Squeaks,
we're
but I don't think your love for Squeaks.
Hotel.
Let's ride.
I don't think
dude.
Your love for Squeaks overcomes your desire to head back to the hotel room after walking outside
the
for
difference,
2 hours.
The difference. I understand what you're saying, but the difference is that I'm initially excited at this idea instead of it being something I feel like I'm forced to do.
Okay.
And that. Like, you tell me, like, fuck, we go to fucking India? That's
it's
crazy.
Would you agree to a rule that you can't go home early?
Sure.
See? Interesting.
See
now
what
I'm
the
intrigued.
Fuck I'm talking about? That's why I thought it was a cool idea. I know it's you and Squeaks thing, but I was like, oh, that'd be fun. That'd
wait, be are you right. in, what are you and Squeaks going to do? Are you going to go to India and do, like a iShow speed stream?
iShow like, speed just
you
like,
walk through the streets and like
do backflips across, I don't know what the Indian vehicle
okay.
The equivalent of a Lamborghini is?
I think they still have Lamborghinis, man.
Mm. Yeah.
There must be a different version.
You guys know about all the mounting chess drama? You probably know.
There's
not
who's getting mounted in chess?
The big match
Hans
that's coming up.
Hans Niemann cheated.
Oh, Hans versus Magnus?
Hans versus Magnus. It's kind of hype.
I thought I already dropped out of the first
Wait,
Hans versus
is
Magnus.
Is it over the board?
Yes.
Oh. Magnus ain't gonna play. He's gonna drop out.
He hasn't dropped out yet.
Well, they aren't supposed to play yet, are they?
Yeah, they're supposed to play next. So the long story short, because it's chess and it's kind of boring. Hans and Magnus played a while ago. Magnus won a game. Magnus accused him of cheating.
This is the butt plug thing, right?
This is the butt plug thing. Chess.com found that Hans had cheated in an online game when he was like 13.
A while back.
And then this big lawsuit happens. Both sides settle. Magnus and Hans basically like they take back what they said officially or whatever because they had to legally. Magnus even says, look, I would play him over the board if I ran into him and I had to. But if I don't have to, I'd rather not play him. There was a bunch of matches recently where they were representing like teams, like Team Magnus and Team whatever, like a competition. And Magnus sat out every time they had to play Hans's team.
Wow.
But not the other matches. But now in the real tournament, they're both slotted to play each other next because they both won all their matches. And no one knows if Magnus is going to sit out or play.
Oh, when is that?
It's got to be soon. It's got to be super soon. I'm not sure exactly when.
Was there actual, like, any actual proof of Hans cheating in that game ever discovered? Like,
no.
Is it?
It was just a Magnus vibe.
It was just a Magnus vibe, and then the evidence of him having cheated online.
Yeah.
And presumably Hans has said he's innocent.
There was more evidence, probably not really, like, concrete anything, but there was more that there was someone, like a rat, who, like, gave Hans, like, preparatory information.
That's all hearsay.
But that was all hearsay. There was nothing to, like, substantiate that there was cheating in the venue.
Nothing wrong with learning
His matches are now with a, what's it called, a proctor?
Yeah.
So, like...
He's also ass
Dude,
now,
are they
going to
look in his butthole?
He's ass now?
Like, he went down in ranking, no?
I don't know how much. He's still a super GM.
Are they gonna do cavity search? Yeah, How do you prevent this?
No, they do metal detectors.
Metal detectors,
ceramic.
Proctor in the room who like basically stares at you while you play.
If the proctor hears,
he said, "Open your ass up right now."
Said, "Sorry, give me your phone." He's like, "What phone?"
Scheduled for September 6th.
Oh, so late.
That's
a while away, but it's gonna be so hype.
Yeah.
And they haven't actually played since.
They haven't played since that match. I think they've played online. I think, and Magnus, they've played online. I think Magnus played one move and resigned. So they haven't, like, played. I think maybe there was one tournament they played online where Magnus won, like, 1-2.
Wow.
And they tied one. But they haven't played over the board.
PogChamps was a mistake. It gave too many chess players popular careers.
I think chess should be in the Olympics.
It should.
100%
actually.
Should.
Mm-hmm. And I think chess players are lame.
You got one rep from each country? That'd be tight.
Why don't we do that?
I don't know.
What the fuck are we doing?
It's very strange that it's not in the Olympics.
Is there anything else that is there any...
I wonder if FIDE would like even allow it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do they own chess?
No, but...
Are there any big non-sports in the Olympics already? Besides the whole esports thing that's happening recently?
What's the most, like, intellectual-based Olympic event? Non-athletic.
I mean, in terms of, like... It's probably like shooting.
Yeah, right.
Oh.
That is like the least.
You can
physical.
Look like Bob from Tekken right. 7 and
yeah.
shoot.
But outside of that, I mean, most of them require some physicality. There's not like a go.
Yeah, is that the only deciding factor in a sport? Is that it has physicality to it?
Yeah, I mean, there's a slippery slope, I think. You know, if you fucking. Like, I don't think you want a universe where it gets to be like actual video games is most of the sports or something.
Football's in the Olympics?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Apparently.
Yeah. No chess and there's futsal?
It also might have been. There's, I think, 32 different, I think, sports.
Baseball? What's baseball 5? Baseball 5?
Baseball 5.
They might have removed that.
What the fuck is that?
What is this?
That's
crazy.
What
does it even say?
Baseball 5.
Man, I'll say it with my whole fucking monkey ass.
Say that shit.
Fuck the Olympics.
Whoa.
Okay.
Why? Fuck them.
Speak to that.
Back to back weeks?
Because it's fucking cringe.
Why?
Okay.
Because.
Okay.
You really just said that shit with no plan, huh?
Interesting. I want you to get there.
Yeah,
I really do.
Because you guys agree, right?
No. I just like seeing you get there.
You guys like kind of agree.
I met a couple Olympians when I was doing the shoot. He got like, one of the dudes got like 7th in the men's pentathlon.
Oh.
And I get it, man. That's like their whole fucking life. That's their whole raison d'etre.
Here's my shit. Fuck the Olympics because it should be like way more low key. Like if it was more low key, it'd be fucking hype.
What do you mean? Hold on. I'm not gonna engage positively or negatively. I'm gonna calm down. What do you mean, Simon?
Look at this. This is a microcosm of mean comments on the internet. It took nothing for me to say what I said, and it takes so much for you to come and be reasonable to me.
What did you mean by the Olympics should be more low key, Slime?
I just think it should be more low key.
Oh, he just says it again. Yeah. Wow. Isn't that beautiful?
That's a self-edited
argument.
Okay, so
I'm replying. I'm coming back to the comment thread. I'm saying, by low-key, could you provide some examples of what low-key would mean in this context?
Just like not as like broadcast, like as known.
Not as high-key.
Not as high-key, for sure.
Yeah, less high-key.
You know what's sick, dude, is like when the fuck, first of all, did you watch any of it?
Sometimes it would be on the TV.
Do you watch like Noah Lyles 100 meter?
No.
That's tight.
That was tight. Do you watch men's basketball?
No.
That was tight.
Tight.
Did you watch like...
So for you, it was
the Philippines' first gold medalist ever.
The Philippines?
Yeah, they got their first gold medalist ever.
That was the last Olympics, wasn't it?
No, that was just the Olympics. They got their first gold medal and the dude got like, he gets like a fucking free house. He gets like 200K. He's the god of the Philippines now. He eats free.
From where? From the Philippine government?
It's a bunch of stuff from the Philippines government, but also private businesses in the Philippines who were just like, if anyone gets a gold medal, it's like if fucking Bob's Furniture was like, we'll give you a free bed if you get a gold medal.
Anything you want.
Yeah.
Goat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That's cool.
I was wondering this. This is going to sound dumb, but are gold medals made of gold? The Olympics, like real gold? I was looking at them and they look pretty heavy.
How many times?
I think they're gold plated. I don't think they're
how many
not,
times
like,
are you
going to
be the dumbest motherfucker? Yeah, it's a solid gold medal.
What if it is?
No,
it costs $50,000.
That'd be cool.
It'd be so expensive. It's
an important thing you did.
It is important.
And how many do they give out? They're losing fucking money in the damn gold market, fucking gold futures in the first place. Damn.
That wouldn't be very. That'd be probably more. That'd be too high key.
Because think about it.
So high key.
Men's basketball team gets like.
Oh, every player gets one.
And every coach. They hand out a lot.
Do you ever wonder about why we have such a relationship with gold as a society?
Because it's pretty.
Shiny.
Isn't that crazy?
Shiny. And rare.
Shiny.
It's just a shiny
thing.
It's
limited.
Shiny, rare.
It's bad for pickaxes.
It is. Bad for pickaxes. So you wouldn't want to build anything.
It shows wealth. It shows opulence. Why are we obsessed with Balenciaga socks? It is
socks
the same.
Over your feet. Yeah.
But why does it need to have Balenciaga on it?
I watched a documentary about our relationship to gold, and it is essentially says in an hour the same thing you were saying right now. We just simply kind of like it a lot.
Yes.
And that, if you think about it a little bit, is just weird.
Well,
it's kind of weird. The fact that you can trade gold for food.
A lot of stuff
because you
do
can't
well.
Eat gold.
I think that's weird.
You can't eat it.
It's true, but
you can't fucking eat it.
But
you can't fucking
eat
it.
But for a sign, for most of us in this society, and not all of us,
you can't fucking eat gold, dude.
For most of us, the issue is not hoarding food because that wouldn't be practical because it would expire.
That's not true. We hoard grain. It's in a grain silo. Is to hoard grain.
No, we don't hoard grain as individuals.
We do it collectively.
Why?
There are farmers who will hoard grain, and then we will buy it from them with the gold, and they'll exchange it for the gold.
Duh.
Yeah.
Okay. Man.
Zipper is Googling that gold is purely
we do eat gold, and now Slime is wrong.
Gold
That's
leaf.
Why when you order the really expensive chicken wings at that one restaurant, they put a little gold on it.
How many days can you live off just eating gold?
You can't. It says biologically inert, and it passes through you. That's what it is. You didn't read. It said that right there.
Oh,
he just read the edible part.
This guy reads.
Yeah, I read. And you know what? It was to get food, not gold.
Have you read The Brothers Karamazov?
Oh, my God. Dude. He's always talking about some porn he watched. Pissing me off. All right, you know what? That's the end of the show. I'm going to fucking give this guy a piece of my damn mind.
I hope we got Mango in the future.
Yeah,
I do hope. Movie night, and none of you are invited at all, any of you, except for Zipper.
I actually forgot this was the primo.
So, like, the normal movie night.
Can I go?
Nope.
Oh, you met me?
No, bitch.
I was in the hospital.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
Not that day of the movie.
That's true. That's pretty true.
You just brought it. I was in the hospital.
All right.
One point.
See you later.
Bye.